show, you bring up what you want. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. ThePacket8.net, toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. Enjoy them. They're on us, freetalklive.com. Coming up here this hour, got a couple stories about, well, just some outrageous decisions on the part of government in regards to your personal freedoms to live life how you choose. And we'll start out with Toby's story from somewhere in America with a sex offender, or a so-called sex offender. Right, Toby?
That's right. This is from MSNBC. In Florida, a Deltona sex offender was told he needed to move Monday after being found in violation of a May 2006 city ordinance. Matamonas Juan Matamonas was the first case brought by Deltona Court under the new sex offender law. Deltona's ordinance, stricter than those in state and neighboring cities, prohibits sex offenders and sexual predators from living within 2,500 feet of a school, bus stop, daycare center, park, or playground.
Now, this isn't unusual.
No, it's not unusual, but this is the sort of unintended consequences. The politicians don't even think about it. What they say, what they hear is, well, there's a motion in front of the board of politicians and all other all-knowing creatures. Should we allow sex offenders to live within 2,500 feet of schools, churches, bus stops?
No, they're bad.
Right, sex offender in front of... No, that's a bad idea. Quick, let's make this law. This is a good idea, and then off they go, and it makes perfectly good sense at the time.
Oh, then they get to go on news programs and talk about how they're really looking out for your kids. And that's another side benefit for them. They know that they'll be able to use this, their vote on this particular law, to campaign and get reelected.
Oh, yeah, if you're tough on sex offenders, people got to love you.
Keeping kids safe.
Now, this is what's really sick, is he's not your typical sex offender. The 49-year-old took...
Or maybe he is.
Well, could be. The 49-year-old took the stand before Volusia County Judge Peter Marshall in DeLand on Monday to say he never molested...
Volusia.
I'm from New Hampshire.
I know. It's the two Florida guys here with the guy from New Hampshire, so we're having fun with you there. Well, I know the folks in DeLand are worried.
Well, he says he never molested anyone back in 1986, but just got drunk and urinated on the side of a car along Massachusetts Street when three people passed by and saw him. He requested he not have to move his two young sons to an area concentrated with a concentrated number of sex offenders.
Now, he claimed that he peed someplace that he wasn't supposed to, public peeing, or that some bureaucrat or another checked this out. Because this concerns me a little bit. If I were a sex offender, I would find the most innocuous sex offense that I could own up to in order to... it seems crazy to lie about it in an article like this, but if they're getting the information from him instead of doing their research... Usually reporters do research.
Well,
you know what?
Unfortunately, the court agreed with them. The court, I'll get into a couple more quotes they have, but
okay.
The case is so old that they've lost the original paperwork. Getting down into what his wife says, as she says, this case is so old they don't have the right paperwork. If we had the money, he would be fine, but because we can't afford a lawyer, we're the ones who get screwed. Now, the city attorney, Roland Blossom, presented Deltona's case, requesting that Matamoros have reasonable time to move his children so they aren't pulled out of school. This is not a case we feel good about prosecuting, said Blossom.
But we'll do it anyway.
That's right. He did not ask for jail time, but says, however, it does put us in a situation that violates the ordinance. So
yes, and one size must fit all.
That's right. You can't violate the ordinance. Even if the ordinance was poorly thought out, even if we have bad law here, who cares?
Even if the ordinance will result in these two young boys being in close proximity to every sex offender in Deltona, because that's what's going on here. Because in case you aren't aware, as I said, this is not unusual. There are cities and counties around the country that have passed similar legislation that effectively ban sex offenders from residing within, sometimes it's just 1,000 feet, sometimes in this case 2,500 feet, or somewhere between, of a school, a bus stop, or a playground, or anywhere else children happen to gather. And if you take a map of the area, and you take a compass, and you find every bus stop and every park, and you draw little circles around each area, and you look at the map after you're done with that, try to find an area of town that does not, it is not encompassed by one of those circles. It is next to impossible. You
and
are driving
only,
people
not only
out.
Is it an area of town that's not next to one of those circles, that's not within, encompassed in one of those circles, but it's also an area in town that has buildings on it that you can live in. Because those, you know, I mean, when you start looking at the amount of land that's actually got a structure on it, it's not that much. And 2,500 feet surrounding every bus stop, that in and of itself will pretty much put you out of the picture.
Yeah, also, the places that are available, they're, like you said, very small. That's where all the other sex offenders are forced to go.
Exactly.
It's the sex offender commune. And then if you want to get rid of them, it's all you have to do is put a bus stop there.
Yep.
Bam, they're out of there.
But this man's being forced to move his two young children into this area.
Exactly right.
So, I don't know, it sounds crazy. There's a couple more quotes from the from the local sheriff. He says, but Volusia's County Sheriff Sergeant Eric Egan said, Matamoros isn't being entirely honest. He got the information about Deltona's new sex offender law when he registered in November and changed his address. And he also violated felony drug violations.
Oh, no!
He is not the family man he says he is.
What a jerk. What a scumbag.
I don't know exactly what...
I'm talking about the cop, not the Matamari or whatever his name is.
I don't know what a felony drug probation violation has to do with being a sex offender. But
or a bad parent. Plenty of parents smoke marijuana out there. In fact, over 50% of parents have admitted to smoking marijuana at some point in their lives. A number of them are still current marijuana smokers, and it doesn't do anything to affect their parenting abilities
at all. Nowhere in here does it say when this happened. I don't believe it was a recent thing. It doesn't look like it from the article, but it makes him not a family man.
1-800-259-9231. If you are someone who agrees with this law, if you're someone who thinks that this is a great idea, excluding sex offenders from being able to essentially live within a city, because they're going to the outskirts, they're going to go to the trailer park that is on the outskirts of town, and they're all going to live there together. Now, this man who peed on the side of a car because he was so drunk...
Back in 1986, before it was a law to register.
Right, 20 years ago he did this. He pees on the side of a car. He's in his 40s now, right? So he was a 20-something-year-old. Everybody makes mistakes. People screw up, and a lot of people get drunk, and they have to urinate. And that's what he did. Somebody caught him. I don't know why anyone would bother calling the police on someone peeing behind a building or on a car or something like that. But anyway, he got caught, he went into the system, and now he, for the rest of his life, is a pariah. And especially so if they're actually excluding him from living where he has been living for the past however many years.
Well, it also says here that the only information on the National Sex Registry states that Matamoros is guilty of two counts of open and gross lewd and lascivious behavior. So this means that it doesn't even give the details of what happened. It just says he exposed himself, when really this could happen to anybody.
It absolutely could. Let's go to the phones to Fred in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with the Toby and Mark.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Fred. What's on your
mind? That sex offender thing, I wanted to see if there's any sex offenders around where I live.
Okay.
I've been involved in divorce for quite a long time, you know. I was head of a divorce group, you know, of men. You know, I'm not divorced. I'm a product of divorce. And I was really surprised. After going on the sex offender webpage, they even count men who had a fight with their wife. And if the cops had to come and break up a fight between a husband and a wife, they are considered sex offenders.
What? Seriously?
This is what I gather.
Wow.
I might be wrong.
I didn't realize it went that far. No, but that's what you saw. You saw the actual offense. It showed the person, and then it showed their so-called offense, and that was one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Just having a fight with your wife, you know, and you get arrested, you know, the cop comes, you know, and, you know, domestic violence between husband and wife, especially with women the way they are today, they don't want to stay home and raise their children anymore. They want to go out and buy their brand-new cars, you know. But you have a fight with your wife, and the cops come, you're automatically a sex offender.
Now, Fred, are you a father? Are you a father?
Sure am.
All right, so you've got kids. Are you concerned about sex offenders possibly molesting your children?
No, because if the mothers stay home, how come we didn't have this problem when I was growing up? I'm 66 years old.
Hang on, Fred, I'll bring you back. Hang on, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I want to hear from somebody, and Fred's not that person, but I want to hear from somebody who is for these sex offender laws. these laws that mandate registration, these laws that mandate that they can't even live in city limits. More on the way. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features totally free. Enjoy them. They're on us, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 1,000 pages created by listeners like you. And you can do it, too. Just go to wiki, wnki.freetalklive.com, to get interactive. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we go back to Fred in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Fred, you're back.
Yeah, I just want a couple more points. When I was growing up, I was 66 years old, back in the 50s, you know, a pedophile, we'd never heard of pedophiles. Because if a pedophile walked in the neighborhood, all the mothers all stayed home. And who's that man? Who's that man? Right away, there was a war. You know, the women were out there protecting their children.
Mm-hmm.
Today, there's no way 85% of the mothers are in the workforce. Yeah, and you just can't keep on, you know, having kids and not raise them. You know, this is exactly what's happened to our country.
One more
point real quick. The last time I think I spoke to you guys, I mentioned about the workforce. 52% of the workforce works for the government directly or indirectly. And you guys said, no.
We were surprised, but you made a good case for it.
Okay, but you do believe me.
Yeah, I have to.
I know the economist you had on there. He agreed with me 100%.
Yeah, well,
that's something nobody wants to talk about.
I was surprised to think about it, but when you said directly or indirectly, I didn't really think of all the government contracts and those kind of things and how people are, like, for instance, construction crews building roads.
Right.
I don't really think of them as government employees, but you're right, they're getting government money.
Well, they're getting paid with tax dollars, indirectly, while they're in building that road, they're getting paid with tax dollars, so they're government employees. The only good thing about it is, when they're done building a road, they go home, and they don't get these fabulous pensions worker government employees get.
You know, Fred, I want to jump back to the sex offender thing while I've got you on the phone. As a father, someone who's obviously concerned with the safety of his children.
Well, I don't have any children now. They're all grown.
Well, let's pretend that you do. This is 20 years ago or whatever. So you're concerned with the safety of your children. You find out that the government has come out with this sex offender list, which unfortunately also lists people who peed behind a tree at a public park. Not actually all real sex offenders, in my opinion. But nonetheless, the excuse behind the list is that, well, we need to give parents a tool to help keep their kids safe. Do you feel like this is going to condition parents, the more less thinking of the parents out there? Is it going to condition them into thinking that the government is going to keep their kids safe, that having this list of sex offenders so you can identify who the sex offenders are is going to keep kids safe? Do you feel like people will be lulled into a false sense of security by this?
Definitely. But one thing it does prop up, how many government employees we hire. We've got to hire more and more government employees. It's called the Hegelian principle, where they create a problem, and a solution is got to hire more government employees.
Yeah, that's
and they create the problem in the first place.
It's certainly the pattern that they follow, and it would seem to me that the fatal flaw in this system, beyond the fact that it's just outrageous and an invasion of privacy, and I just am against it in general. But it would seem to me that it's going to lull parents into a false sense of security. Parents are going to say, well, I just have to check the database here to see if there's any sex offenders on my street. Well, hello, they are only catching some sex offenders. This doesn't do anything to keep your kids more safe. You still don't know who all the sex offenders are and the child molesters are out there who are looking for your children that have not gotten caught. Your next-door neighbor could be a sex offender, and if he's not in the list, that doesn't mean anything. You'll never know it until it might be too late. So I think the best thing that parents can do if they want to keep their kids safe is to teach them to be sensible about dealing with strangers and not just rely on the government. Fred, your final thoughts.
Well, the thing of it is, how many people are there? How many people are really pedophiles? I find that really hard to believe. I doubt it's less than 1/3 of 1% of all the men out there are pedophiles.
Maybe right. I don't know. I mean, the fact is, when they actually do these child porn busts, it turns out that the pedophiles are people who are, in many cases, of all economic strata. They'll bust a guy in his trailer in his trailer park, and then they'll go and bust a doctor or a pediatrician or a priest or a policeman. I mean, these people are all over the place. Thank you for the call, Fred. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And that's what I want to reiterate to the parents out there. They could be anybody. then they're not going to be in that list.
Right. You know, we have this picture that the pedophile's wearing a, you know, plaid flannel shirt.
Driving a van.
And then his, you know, his jeans don't fit quite right, and his T-shirt underneath the plaid flannel shirt's kind of dirty, and his hair's disheveled, and he's underneath his fingernails aren't as clean as they could possibly be, and this is the guy. Well, I'll tell you what, there may be that guy out there, but that's not the only one who's doing it. There's priests, there's cops, there's all kinds of these authority figures out there. The good sex offenders, the ones who are, you know, the Cub Scout leaders, you know, all these guys are smarter than, you know, the guy with the dirty fingernails. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
Right. It lulls also, going back to what you said, it does lull people into a false sense of security that they're protected. All they have to do is log onto the internet and see all the sex offenders that are around their neighborhood. Well, when you put up laws that restrict where people can live, if they can't live within 1,000 feet of a school bus, they have to register their address every time they move, all this, these restrictions, people are just going to stop registering. I mean, they can't live anywhere in the city. They're just going to move somewhere and disappear off the radar.
Sure.
There, you don't know who's hasn't been caught yet. You don't know who's been caught and just hasn't registered.
Absolutely.
And it's just a false sense of security that doesn't really exist.
1-800-259-9231. I want to hear from someone that supports sex offender registries. There must be people out there listening that support these ideas. Because the politicians certainly use them. They certainly use them as a platform to get themselves reelected.
They certainly do.
Someone thinks this is a good idea. I don't, though. 1-800-259-9231. Other news from Declan McCullough at CNET. Thousands of websites with message boards or chat rooms would be encouraged to check their lists of registered users against a federal list of sex offenders, according to forthcoming legislation in U.S. Congress. The proposal says that such websites may, but are not required to, send a formal statement to the U.S. Department of Justice to request a list of sex offenders' email addresses and screen names used for instant messaging. A press conference planned, blah, 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 was to announce the sex offender legislation. A draft version was seen in advance by blah, 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 blah. This bill provides social networking sites, which are an increasingly popular way for kids to connect with their friends, with one more tool to help keep our children safe from dangerous predators on the Internet, according to one of the legislators. The legislation may also help allay public relations problems with News Corp-owned MySpace that they've encountered after a series of incidents involving adults using the popular service to seek sex with youths. Earlier this month, for instance, this is in January, MySpace said it had developed online software to let parents know what their children were doing. Current federal law requires sex offenders provide to the federal registry, including their name, social security number, home address, work address, license plate number, DNA sample, fingerprints, and palm prints. This is all current law. Pomeroy's so-called Keeping the Internet Devoid of Sexual Predators Act, or KIDS Act, would add the requirement of providing an email address, instant message name, and any other similar internet identifier. You heard that right. The new regulation, presuming this passes, and I don't see any reason why anyone's going to vote against another piece of sex offender legislation. This new legislation is going to require sex offenders to list their email addresses and instant message handles.
Ridiculous. What difference does it make if they do? They can just get another.
They would be required to list that as well.
They're required to, but please.
More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
The Packet8.net toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Updates are available, so whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. So get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We're talking sex offenders and going to the phones. Mike in Montana, listening on KGEZ, or on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I do think sex offenders should be registered.
Why?
Well, I think they should be registered at the local cemeteries where I think they should be registered.
What's that supposed to mean?
I think someone needs to get caught raping a child. It should be a quick constitutional judgment against them, you know, quick and speedy trial and then a good execution.
I can understand.
They can't be trusted with the most innocent amongst us. They can't be trusted with anything.
I can understand how it is that that you would like to see the legal system work perfectly, but 120 men have been released, more than 120 men have been released from death row since 1971 when we reinstated it. Then that says to me that we have probably executed some innocent men in that amount of time. And so I think increasing the crimes is only going to increase our error percentage. How many innocent men are you willing to kill in order to get this vision of yours enacted?
Obviously, our country is willing to kill innocent people in, 30,000, 50,000 over in Iraq? So So I think our country's prepared to do it.
Oh, so you're using these?
I don't think it's that. I'd rather clean our streets with these pedophiles and get the ones shaking it. See, if you get pulled over drunk driving, you know you're going to pay a big fine. You know you're going to be embarrassed. You're going to lose your driver's license, but you're not going to die. And these pedophiles are getting off easier than drunk drivers.
I don't know if you even understood what Mark said to you. There are innocent people being put to death in this system, and you just sort of glossed over
innocent
it like it's no big deal.
Innocent people are dying on the road.
So you've got
to...
But they're not being put to death.
Right, well, dying on the road, I made a choice to get into a car. So, I mean, you're really breaking...
It's an accident that, you know, a lot of times it is... There is people that are set up, whether
it's by county officials,
or state officials, or federal officials. There are people that are set up.
Do you have children?
Wait. I want to hear the setup line of reasoning. Go ahead.
No, there is people that are set up.
So you're with the fact that they're just going to go and burn an electric chair because, well, we want to put some people to death, so it's no big deal if some people happen to die and they were innocent?
What I'm saying is that the justice system needs to be cleaned up, too. There is innocent people, but we're talking about children. We know for 100% that these children are innocent. We don't know about these adults.
I see where you're coming from.
If 120 out of 100,000 are innocent, I'm willing to take those odds.
What if that odd happens to be your child or your brother?
What do you mean?
What if the person... Yeah, your child. What if that person that you're putting to death, in order to bolster up this death penalty system of yours that you've come up with for apparently everything from peeing behind a tree on up to treason? What if that person innocent person?
Because I'm talking about child rape, and you're talking about peeing behind a tree. Is the reason why we got child rapists running around this country like they are.
Well,
like you took it to the extreme and said if we have a death penalty, it has to be for every little thing.
Do you think the death penalty stopped one murder?
Should I say?
Do you think the death penalty has stopped one murder?
Yeah. There was this guy at one time that was, you know, just really getting crazy on me, and I thought, well, if I kill him, I get in a lot of trouble, so I walked away.
Well, you said a lot of trouble, but I think that a life prison sentence is probably pretty much the same in the mind of a criminal as a death sentence. I don't think that it, in and of itself, a death sentence is going to fix this situation.
You never had a chance to finish your point because you inserted the thing about peeing behind a tree and it sort of threw everything off track. Your point originally was, Mike, you're willing to sacrifice the lives of innocent people in order to foster, to continue to promote your system of putting people to death. Mark's question was, what if the innocent person that was being put to death turned out to be your brother?
Well,
what if it was you?
Well, you know what? You get an acquittal. I mean, excuse me, you get a trial, you get an appeal, and if the appeal doesn't work, then it's a done deal.
Well,
no big deal, huh? You're just going to go ahead and go out.
You got to go out in order to support this death penalty system. You'll do it, huh?
It's a lot of tough talk, Mike. I bet your feelings would be a little bit different if you were the one facing the death penalty.
I tell you what, I would get more in trouble as a father for killing the bastard who would be raping my kid than the guy actually raping my kid, and that's wrong.
I doubt that's true, and there are certainly some publicized cases around the country, and it's reprehensible in my mind that rapists get off with short-term sentences. I say we make a lot fewer crimes and make the penalties for those crimes stick.
Let's legalize drugs
to
clean up the prisons.
Remember that guy kidnapped those two kids? Well, I was in a gas station, and the lady said this most horrible thing. She said, just a few minutes ago, the cops arrested this guy. Are you still with me on the radio?
I'm with you.
Okay. And I said, what is it about? And she goes, you know those two kids they're looking for? I'm like, yeah. Well, I was just 10 minutes behind when the cops arrested him.
Hmm.
Well, you know, I started really understanding that case. That guy had been caught over a 15-year period three times and let out of jail.
And who's to say what kind of evidence they had against the guy? I don't know. I can't speak to those things. And I'm telling you, it is reprehensible when a sex offender or a child molester manages to get off with a really light sentence when it's obvious that they did something. I'm not presupposing. I'm not saying that they should get off with light sentences. I am saying that once they've done their time, they should be allowed to re-enter society for the chance that they may be able to go on and live a productive life. And I'm also saying that we shouldn't kill people. We shouldn't have a death penalty for sex offenders simply because the government is fallible and makes mistakes.
Mike, I want to just hit another couple of issues here with you real quick. Also, under this category of sex offender, we have people who've publicly urinated. Do you think those people should be considered sex offenders?
No.
Okay.
Let's jump a little bit more here. If a 21-year-old dating a 17-year-old, that's not a sex offender.
That's where I was going to go next. And no, what about a 14-year-old taking naked pictures of his 14-year-old girlfriend?
That's still child and child. No, what I'm talking about.
Okay, but the problem with this is, Mike, that you don't run the system. I agree with everything you've just said in those last three statements. I agree. But the problem is we have bureaucrats that run these systems, bureaucrats that think that it's best to give a sex with a minor charge to two 12-year-olds that have sex with each other.
Felonies.
The big felonies. First-degree felonies. Sex with a minor. That's how they solve these problems. And the way they get the power to do that, Mike, is people like you. We need to take the power away from them, not give it to them.
Well,
they only make mistakes with it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I agree with you. I mean, these same bureaucrats are the ones looking at the web pages and soliciting pages. And,
they do that.
Fair enough. You're absolutely right, Mike. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Tobey and Mark. Hey, David.
Long live Free Talk.
Indeed, sir. What's up?
Hey, I think if they're going to be posting the names, they should put them in classes, you know, 1, 2, 3 or so. I want to know if it's the guy just peed behind a tree. I want to know if it's just an 18-year-old with a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old, or it's two 14-year-olds just taking pictures. But I want to know about them pervert guys that prey on the little kids and kill them and do do the real nasty ones.
I think it's okay to
those
know
are the ones
about.
That you rip their head off and throw them out in the ocean and stuff.
Woo, thank you, David. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I think it's fine to know. I think it's fine to spread the information. Just do it on a private basis. Have private agencies do it. Let's come back with more Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy them. Though, do support the show on a voluntary basis. You can do that by buying some stuff over at store.freetalklive.com. We have got Free Talk Live t-shirts, Free Talk Live hats. These are very high-quality branded merchandise, not crap. It is not cheap crap. You're going to really, I think you're going to like it. In fact, so far, pretty much everybody has liked what they've purchased.
Haven't heard any complaints.
I think the only issues might have been that somebody bought a t-shirt that was a size too large, in which case they shipped it back and got it exchanged and problem solved. So head over to store.freetalklive.com. You'll also find the free marketeer flag, the classic archive DVD collector sets, and more, including free bumper stickers. It's all there at store.freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231 to take control of the airwaves. Talking about the sex offender situation, there's a new law that's being proposed in Congress, and I would say it's probably likely to pass because if you just write sex offender on the title of a law, then you're going to get votes. I mean, who wants to be seen as, which legislator wants to be seen as being soft on sex offenders? So this particular law, in addition to what current federal law already requires, by the way, current federal law already requires sex offenders to provide their name, social security number, home address, work address, license plate number, DNA sample, fingerprints, and palm prints, all to the federal sex offender database. The new legislation would increase that requirement to include an email address, as well as an instant message name, or any other similar internet identifier. The offender's email address and other internet information will be generally exempt from disclosure to the public, for now. Social networking sites, however, would be permitted to request it in confidence from the Attorney General. Social networking sites are defined as any commercial website that permits people to create their own web pages and offers a mechanism for communicating with others, which would include sites like Slashdot, Amazon, GameSpot, CNET reviews. A similar version of the Kids Act has been drafted by aides to Senator Charles Schumer and McCain. One difference is that the final Senate bill includes a revocation of supervised release for failure to register. McCain has not introduced in the new Congress a related proposal from last year, which would force websites to report illegal images posted by their users and pay fines of up to $300,000 and delete web pages posted by sex offenders. Virginia's Attorney General has also proposed an email registration requirement for sex offenders. So once again, just increasing the requirements on these individuals, just essentially tying them ever further to these state enforcement agencies.
And making it that much less likely that they'll be able to get on with their lives. You know, when you've got this probation stuff hanging over you, you know, things happen and people can get thrown back in jail. For what? You know, for smoking pot.
VOP.
Yeah, all kinds of different little things. Driving a motorcycle without a helmet. I've seen a guy who went to jail for driving a motorcycle without a helmet. Why?
Wow.
VOP. You know, a guy didn't have his driver's license. VOP. These things happen in real life. Really, really. So you keep these guys on probation, then they end up in prison again. And, you know, it's just a big cycle. If they weren't able to, you know, stay out of jail the first time, how in the world are they going to be able to stay out of jail on probation?
An excellent question. And so now,
I think probation is just a trap, personally.
It absolutely is. It's built to make it easy to reoffend. They want the people to come back into the system. And so now they've got just yet another way to harass these poor guys. These guys who have spent, and girls, there are female sex offenders as well. These are people who, a good chunk of them, are individuals who are involved in consensual sexual activity. A lot of so-called statutory rapists are labeled as sex offenders, as we pointed out earlier this hour. People who pee behind a bush somewhere and get caught are considered sex offenders. So there's all kinds of there's all kinds of crimes that are under that sex offender label that, in my opinion, certainly shouldn't be there. And these are all people now who are going to be subject to this legislation. If they get a new email address, they're going to be required to report it to the federal government. If they get a new instant message handle, they're going to be required to report it to the federal government. I mean, the level of control that the level of control the government is exercising over these people is stunning. And it's amazing that Americans are just sitting back saying, Yeah, you stick it to them sex offenders. We don't like those people. Well, hello, Earth to America. So-called sex offenders are your friends and family members. Okay, they're people who made a mistake earlier in life. They paid the price, and now they're going to apparently have to continue paying it for the rest of their lives. That seems like insanity to me.
Yeah. True. There's very few people that I know that haven't committed some offense that could be considered a sex offense, whether it be peed behind a tree, had underage sex when they were underage, whatever it is. Most people I know have committed some kind of a crime like this at some point in their life.
They
just got lucky.
Yep.
Most people get lucky. A few get caught up into the system.
Can you imagine having to report to some bureaucrat whenever you move, whenever you change email addresses, I mean, whenever you get a new job? I mean, this is nutso, and it is laying the foundation for the next group of unpopular criminals. They've already started in Tennessee with drug dealers. There's a drug dealer registry in Tennessee, which, of course, seems to me more like a phone book of drug dealers. And they're starting it with drug dealers. How long is it going to be before armed robbers are going to be included? How long before murderers are going to be included here? These are all people who can make mistakes and make their lives better. But no, we have to hang that aura of terror over them. These are bad people. They're bad forever because they're in our sex offender registry. And that's where this is going. They're going to register everybody.
Another problem with this sex offender registry thing is basically, you know, I don't know, double jeopardy, ex post facto, it's somewhere in there, essentially re-sentencing someone for the offense that they have committed.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a sex offender in, you know, 1987, just like this the gentleman in your story was in Mr. Ronaldo.
Yeah.
In the mid 1980s he committed this. Well, then they essentially they didn't even hear of the internet by then in 1987, so that they essentially re-sentenced him in the late 90s or early 2000s when they decided the sex offender registry should exist.
Mm-hmm.
We should register these guys, and they can't live within certain distances to bus stops and schools and all that other stuff. You open these guys up to resentencing. That's not what he took his plea for, and that's not what he was sentenced for in 1987.
You don't know, he might have pleaded out, but had he known this would happen in the future, he absolutely wouldn't have. He might have fought it and gotten off on it, but he decided to plea out, maybe, I don't know, and I'm sure it's happened in the past, and now they're, like you said, being resentenced.
Yep.
And so, again, the unintended consequences in many cases, or in some of these sex offender cases, is that essentially these laws are resulting, especially the ones that restrict where they can live, resulting in them all having to move together. They all have this sex offender label hanging over them for the rest of their lives, which must make it very difficult to date. It must make it very difficult to get jobs. So they're all being pushed out together into the same trailer parks and the same hotels and that sort of thing, the only places they could possibly live in certain cities. And that's going to make it so they're going to be congregating with one another, and they're all going to be commiserating with one another over how lousy it is to be a sex offender. They can't change their lives. The system won't allow them to make themselves better. The system won't allow them to make good or to become a different person, which they might like to. And so they're essentially being ostracized to the point where it may result in the fostering of their sex offender tendencies. I mean, they can't do anything else.
What options have left? What options are you leaving them when essentially you've relegated them to the fringes of civilization? They have to live in sex offender compounds. I mean, what are you what are you leaving these people? You're making it harder and harder for them to live life. Isn't life hard enough as it is? Aren't things hard enough for all of us to get by, to make ends meet, to live a good life? And you want to make it that much harder on these guys? Well, then what? Then they're going to end up hating society, they're going to end up hating you, and the way that they know how to deal with that is by re-offending.
I want to go to the phones. Talk to DJ in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello, DJ.
Hi guys.
Hey, man. What's on your mind?
It's been a while since I've called, but I've been listening to the podcast mostly, that's why.
Excellent. What's on your mind?
I was just flipping through the TV as I was listening to you guys, and this series on Dateline NBC is on. I don't know if you're familiar with this. They have an ongoing series. I think they do it once a week or so. It's called To Catch a Predator.
Oh yeah, the one where they go on and they pretend to be kids, and then the predators.
The Perverted Justice, is that the organization behind
it? Right. It's basically entrapment. I mean, it's a sting operation kind of deal where they entrap people and they convince them to come to this house.
What kind of ages do they use, just out of curiosity? I mean, I'm wondering if they use 17 or do they use 13?
I think they usually use 13, 14, 15.
Hmm.
I want you to tell us a little bit more about it, if you can hang on through hour number three. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. And I've seen these shows. I know exactly how they work. And I think they're despicable. We'll talk more about it on the way. 800-259-9231.
I find it difficult to feel badly for these guys. I really do.
The Packet8.net toll-free line. That's because it's brilliant. It's a brilliant package. It's a brilliant editing job. And we'll come back with more on this and your calls as well about anything. Also on the way, snitches. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
People.